Hello and welcome. My name is Sibusisiwe Wakwancama and you are listening to the South African Crime News Podcast. And in today's headlines, we have a 32-year-old murder and rape suspect incarcerated to life imprisonment, suspects bust for damaging of infrastructure and possession of suspected stolen property, and lastly, two young men die after circumcision. Tune in to this and more right here on the South African Crime News Podcast. For our first headline today, a 32-year-old murder and rape suspect incarcerated to life imprisonment. In a media statement provided by the South African Police Service, Office of the Provincial Commissioner Limpopo, the Provincial Commissioner of Limpopo, Lieutenant General Thembi Hadebe, has complimented the investigating team of detectives in ensuring that the High Court in Polokwane is imposing a lengthy incarceration to a 32-year-old murder and rape suspect on Friday, 29 April 2022. The accused, Gerald Komoto Makua, allegedly raped two elderly women and brutally murdered one of the victims during his reign of terror between 2016 and 2019 period in Tlokgotlo Policing Precinct. On 28 August 2016, the accused allegedly found a 62-year-old woman who was collecting firewood in the bushes at Lekgolaneng village. She was attacked, raped, and brutally killed by the accused, who later cut her body into pieces. Afterwards, Makua took her dress and wrapped the victim's hands and head and immediately fled the scene. The accused managed to dump the organs inside a pit toilet in Mohwang village. The victim, Tabita Hlagodi's body, was recovered after a few days and later buried without the missing parts. The accused continued with these horrendous acts of Mahoing village on 8 June 2019, and after he gained entry inside a house in the evening and found a 59-year-old woman who was threatened and raped by the unknown suspects who fled the scene afterwards. A rape case was opened at the SAPS Tlokgotlo and later transferred to the Grubblesdale Family Violence and Child Protection Unit. Warrant Officer Moses Matema was assigned to investigate the case, and through his abilities and dedication, he finally managed to apprehend the rapist at his residence in Sterkfontein village on 7 April 2022. The accused was positively linked with a DNA at both incidents and never granted bail until his sentencing on Friday, 29 April 2022, about the following offenses. Count 1, murder, which equals to life imprisonment. Count 2, rape, which equals to 10 years imprisonment. Count 3, defending the ends of justice, which is 5 years imprisonment. Count 4, robbery with aggravating circumstances, which is 15 years imprisonment. Count 5, housebreaking with intent to commit an offense, which is 5 years imprisonment. Count 6, rape, which is 10 years imprisonment. The sentences in count 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 are to run concurrently with count 1 for life term imprisonment. This is an indication to everyone that violence against vulnerable citizens will not be tolerated in the province, and barbarians like Gerald Komoto Makua will be permanently ostracized from society at all costs, said the general. And for our third headline today, two young men die after circumcision. In a media statement provided by the South African Police Service, Office of the Provincial Commissioner Mpumalanga, the Provincial Commissioner of the SAPS in Mpumalanga, Lieutenant General Semakaleng Daphne Manamela, was moved by the death of two young men who died in separate incidents related to circumcision. The incidents have said to have occurred on Friday, 29 April 2022, at Verina and Last Drift, respectively. According to the information, on a Friday at about 3:30 a.m., Thomas Ntuli, aged 19, was taken to a local clinic by his family after reports that he had some complications at the initiation school that he was in subsequent to circumcision procedure performed on him. It is further said that whilst the medical staff at the clinic was busy attending to him, he unfortunately passed on. Police at Verena were alerted about the incident and a case of culpable homicide was opened for investigation. Meanwhile, a similar incident occurred at Lars Drift on the same day at around 9 a.m., whereby Sibu Siso Masombuga, aged 18, passed away following reports that he had developed some complications after he too went for circumcision at another initiation school a day prior to his demise. It is further reported that on the day, at about 6 a.m. in the morning, Masombuga complained about being dizzy when he was removed from the other fellows so that he could get some space to breathe. His condition is said to have deteriorated, whereby his parents were notified and the medical personnel was summoned to the scene, where he was sadly certified dead. The police were also informed, where upon their arrival, an inquest case was opened for investigation. The Provincial Commissioner of the SAPS in Mpumalanga, Lieutenant General Semakaleng Daphne Manamela, has since sent her sincere condolences to the family of the deceased. The General further made a clarion call for the investigation team to be given a space to probe both incidents. Moving on to some other stories that we have today, starting with Gauteng, where we see the Provincial Commissioner of Gauteng commends the vigilance of Katlehong members for intercepting a hijacking in progress, rescuing the victims and arresting one suspect. In a media statement provided by the South African Police Service Office of the Provincial Commissioner Gauteng on Friday, 29 April 2022, at about 10 p.m., what started out as an ordinary routine patrol soon changed to a shootout with suspects that had hijacked a Mercedes-Benz SUV with three occupants in Katlehong, Gwanele section. The police officers rescued the hijacked victims and arrested one suspect. The police noticed two vehicles, a Toyota Etios and a Mercedes-Benz, parked on the side of the road. When the members approached the stationary vehicle, they were met with shots that were fired by the occupants of the Etios. The members returned fires and the suspects in the Etios sped off, leaving their accomplice behind. Upon questioning the occupants in the Mercedes-Benz, the police realized that they have just intercepted a hijacking in progress. The victims told the police that they had been held there by four armed men demanding PIN codes for their bank cards. Unfortunately, during shooting, the young man was shot on the hip. He was taken to hospital for medical attention. The police are following leads to apprehend the suspects that fled the scene. The Provincial Commissioner, Lieutenant General Elias Mawela, has commended the members involved in the rescuing the victims. These members were vigilant, as expected of any operationally ready member on duty. Their conduct and approach to a potentially risky situation has resulted in three victims of hijacking being rescued before the incident was even reported to the police, said Lieutenant General Mawela, who went on to explain how kidnappings and hijackings have been a challenge that Gauteng Province's operational plan has been mitigating in recent months through strategic developments and stop-and-search operations. The arrested 27-year-old suspect will be charged with possession of a hijacked motor vehicle and attempted murder. He is expected to appear before the Palm Ridge Magistrate Court on Tuesday, 3rd of May 2022. And in Potchefstroom, we see a duo being apprehended for a murder. In a media statement provided by the South African Police Service Office of the Provincial Commissioner Northwest, police in Taung apprehended two suspects following an incident wherein a 40-year-old Thabiso Motsipedi was allegedly beaten to death. It is alleged that police were on a Friday evening, 29 April 2022, called to Mante Clinic after a group of men arrived with Motsipedi and requested the nurses to check if he was still alive. The victim was allegedly assaulted after being accused of having stolen money. Preliminary investigation revealed that the deceased was at Lenkhaneng village when the suspect fetched and transported him to Mante village, where he was upon arrival chained to a generator and allegedly assaulted. After the assault, the victim was reportedly transported to Mante Clinic, where he was certified dead on arrival. Two suspects, aged 23 and 31, were as a result arrested for murder. More arrests are imminent and additional charges cannot be ruled out. The suspects are expected to appear before the Taung Magistrate Court on Tuesday, 3rd of May, 2022. Moving on to Limpopo, where we see asset forfeiture team obtained preservation order worth over 4 million rand. The Directorate for Priority Crime Investigations Asset Forfeiture Team, together with the National Prosecuting Authority, have secured a preservation order into the allegations of a drug dealing worth over 4 million rand. In a media statement provided by the Directorate for Priority Crimes Investigation, the order was obtained on 22 April 2022 from the Polokwane High Court. On 16 June 2020, the police in Marble Hall discovered a huge clandestine drug laboratory on Peon Game Farm in Marble Hall area. The police arrested two suspects and seized drugs worth over 10 million rand, as well as the firearms. The Hawks, a serious organized crime investigation members, were entrusted with the investigation of the case. While members were conducting further investigations, vehicles that included a Mercedes-Benz truck, Isuzu truck, Hyundai Elantra, Mitsubishi Pajero, a Bedford truck, Great Wall Motors truck, a Diamond trailer, a Black Vino trailer, Toyota Hilux, and a Perkins generator were recovered from the farm and seized. The court has, in terms of Section 38, read the Section 41 of the Prevention of Organized Crime Act, number 121 of 1998, given the Hawks assets forfeiture and authority to preserve the seized assets, including a Peon Game Farm situated at Deutz-Kral in Marble Hall area, until the outcome of the forfeiture proceedings is instituted. Moving swiftly along to Durban, where we see two suspects nabbed with firearms. On 26 April 2022, at about 4:30 p.m., the Umlazi police officers were conducting stop and search duties on Griffiths Mxenge Highway when they noticed a bucky that was blocking the road. The police then approached the driver and requested to search the vehicle. Upon searching the vehicle, a 9mm pistol was recovered. The 47-year-old Zamukolo Jama was arrested for possession and detained at the Umlazi SAPS. He appeared at the Umlazi Magistrate Court yesterday. In a media statement provided by the South African Police Service Office of the Provincial Commissioner KwaZulu-Natal, in another incident, a multidisciplinary operation was conducted at Avoca Hills, where police officers followed up on information that led to the arrest of a 41-year-old man on Duff's Road in Avoca Hills at 12:30 in the morning. He was found in possession of a shotgun, a 9mm pistol, and 192 rounds of ammunition. He appeared before the magistrate's court. And in the Northern Cape, police recovered tower batteries worth 480,000 rand on the N12. On Friday, 29 April 2022, Modder River Police recovered 8 tower batteries worth more than 480,000 rand, believed to be stolen from one of the network towers in Gqeberha. In a media statement provided by the South African Police Service Office of the Provincial Commissioner Northern Cape, police in Modder River were activated subsequent to intelligence received about a vehicle on the N12 from Gqeberha heading in the direction of Modder River loaded with presumed stolen network tower batteries. Prompt reaction to intelligence received, police spotted the alleged vehicle, a white Toyota Fortuner, on the N12. After pulling over the vehicle, one suspect jumped out of the vehicle and fled on foot, while the other suspect was apprehended. The police were on trail of the escaped suspect. The arrested suspect is expected to appear in court on Tuesday, 2 May 2022, on a charge of Criminal Amendment Act. The District Commissioner of the Francis Baard Major General Johan Bean applauded the members for acting promptly by arresting the suspect subsequent to receiving intelligence. And for our last story today, suspects are feeling the pressure as police visibility proves to be fruitful. In a media statement provided by the South African Police Service, Office of the Provincial Commissioner, Western Cape, the Western Cape Public Order Police arrested an adult male for the possession of an unlicensed firearm in Blokapi Street, Rosendale, Delft last night at 7:30 p.m. The members were busy with patrols to combat gang-related shooting in the area when they spotted a suspicious male, and when they stopped, he started to run and the members gave a chase. The suspect pointed the members with the firearm and was wounded in the process. He was apprehended and found in possession of a 22mm pistol. In an unrelated matter, members of the Provincial Extortion Task Team searched a premises in Tanya Close, Morganster, Mitchell's Plain, at about 9:30 p.m. last night and arrested a 64-year-old male for the possession of a prohibited firearm and ammunition and dealing in liquor without a license. The members were busy with crime prevention patrols when they received information from the public of a person that is selling a liquor and has a firearm. The information was followed up and the premises was searched, where the members found a 9mm pistol without a serial number, R5 rounds of ammunition and a liquor on the premises. The suspects are due to make their respective court appearances in Balville and Mitchell's Plain Magistrate Court on Tuesday, 3 May 2022. And that's all for today, folks. Tune in next time for more crime news right here on the South African Crime News Podcast. Signing out.